Alright, welcome to my 8-minute commute. Rolling into work a little early today. And, a lot going on at work. Where interesting things are happening in our staffing. You know, it's funny because really in our company, it's still a small company. We're like less than 30 people. And so everybody really has a big impact on what goes on there and has a voice and has, you know, input that is, you know, valued and listened to. And our system is designed to, you know, move information up and down line and around, you know, between departments and all these different things. But when people get frustrated, for whatever the reason, there's the more mature people look for ways to make things better, look for ways to do things differently and all that. And then the less mature people basically just point fingers. And it's really interesting to see who are the people that are doing that versus the people that are looking for ways to make things better. To look at what actually it is, it's an opportunity to get promoted. That's what it is. And they don't see it. So what they do is basically they point fingers at the people they're thinking or the systems that they're thinking are causing the problems. And in doing that, they're really showing their inexperience and their, you know, immaturity and their lack of character. And it's really sad because there's some good people that are very skilled in some ways, but at the same time, just their attitudes are decreasing. And so yesterday I had to let one guy go due to lack of performance. It's really sad too, because this is a great opportunity for him, and he really could have made something pretty good out of it. And he had a lot of tough breaks in his life, you know, but he wasn't honest with us about some things that happened in his past, which, you know, had he been, it wouldn't have affected my decision to hire him. But, you know, he was given very, very clear directive as to what his job was, and he did not do the basic things. So by not doing that, he basically says, you know, not worth it, or I'm not ready for it, or whatever his thing was. So let him go. Took another person, moved them into another department. They were also not doing well in that role. And so we put him in hopefully a different role, because they are showing some promise in some areas. So give him a shot, something in a different spot. And then other folks today I'll be talking to about their attitudes and about, you know, different things. And it's really interesting because it's these people are not so amazing that the company can't survive without them. And I think what's happened is that people have realized that because it's such a pain in the butt to hire a new person, finding that person, interviewing, all the ads, I mean, the whole thing, it's such a burdensome thing, that they know that they're just not going to have, you know, nobody's going to really push on them too hard, because they don't want to, you know, fire and then rehire and all that. And that's about to change, actually. We're hiring a recruiter soon. That's one of my next job descriptions I'm going to be putting out there. And then we will have, hopefully, the ability to bring quality people in often and, you know, replace people as needed and, you know, really put some urgency and some fire under the butts of some of these people who think they got a, you know, easy ride here. And, you know, it's just interesting to watch, you know, as people mature and develop. And you've given the opportunity, what do? You've given the opportunity to see if they're, you know, got up a place where they can really bring value, really, you know, move the needle in the right direction, and or are they gonna just, you know, complain? And unfortunately, you know, a few people that are complainers definitely have influence, and probably more than the people that are doing something special, because a lot of times those people don't talk about it, they just do it. And it doesn't really get seen right away. And when it does, it, you know, it's kind of gets discounted a little bit. So the complainers definitely have a lot of influence. And so we're going to put the squash on that today.